Radio 4, and now we come to the fifth play in our 1920 season, Christmas at the Ritz.
There you are, Ronnie. At 2:30 tomorrow, a horse called Theatre Goer is fancied. Think I'll risk a bob?
Now, I know a man who'll give you 10-1. Stake your shirt, Hubert.
Never mind racing, Philistine. If we arrive late at the Royalty, we'll be very unfancied theatre goers.
And we don't want to miss a minute of the show.
Absolutely not. There's a laugh in practically every line Noel Coward writes.
A chap I spoke to today said the Vortex certainly makes you sit up and think.
Hand me the evening news, Hubert. See about the play. Here. The Vortex is a wicked dissection of parental vanity and surface values.
But at the same time is touchingly truthful and witty. Yes, I read that. Praise the cast of the skies, too.
I should think so, with Elizabeth Sellers as Florence Lancaster and Martin Jarvis as Mickey.
You're highly fancied, are they?
Racing starts, old lad. Who else are, along with Sarah Lawson as Helen Saville and Timothy Dalton as Tom Velleman?
It all takes place in decadent London town, I suppose.
And a decadent country house, Hubert. That'll make you feel at home.
Well, I've never been decadent in my life. Have I, Mabel?
Name me on that ghastly engagement you tried to grow a moustache. Oh, do come along. Time you're in the paddock.
Starters' orders, Babs. Give us the runners and riders.
Right. Outright favourite, the Vortex. Owner and trainer, Noel Coward.
And they're off.
In at any moment now, ma'am.
Thank you, Preston. We'll wait a little.
Shall I get you some tea?
Oh, no, thanks. I've already had some.
Very good, ma'am.
Oh, give me a cigarette, poor Nether, in that box on the table.
It may be tiresome of me, but I think all this colouring is oppressive.
Well, you make such a fetish of house decoration, Pawnee.
Not at all, but I do like things to be good and right.
Well, I don't consider the new frieze in your bathroom either good or right.
How can you, Helen? It's too marvellous for words. Parelli designed it especially for me.
Well, personally, it would make me self-conscious to sit in a bath surrounded by frisky gods and goddesses, all with much better figures than mine.
I find it encouraging. This whole room is so typical of Florence.
Oh, in what way?
Oh, every way. Look at the furniture.
Well, it's a little artificial, perhaps, but quite harmless.
Dear Helen, you're such a loyal friend.
I'm very fond of Florence.
We all are. Oh, my God, look at that lampshade.
I gave it to her at Christmas.
Wasn't that just a little naughty of you?
I don't see why. It's extremely pretty.
Too unrestrained. Such a bad example for the servants. Who's this boy?
Tom Varian. You must have seen him.
Florence is past, present or future?
Present.
He has that innocent look that never fails to attract elderly women.
Now, don't be a cat.
I wasn't meaning Florence. She's too divine to be in any marked category.
I wonder.
Oh, yes, Helen. Deathless sort of magnetism, you know.
I often wonder what'll happen to Florence eventually.
My dear, I'm far too occupied in wondering what's going to happen to me to worry about other people.
I've always thought your course is quite clear, Pawnee.
However offensive that remark was intended to be, Helen, I shall take it in the most complimentary spirit.
I'm sure you will.
I expect Florence will just go on and on, then suddenly become quite beautifully old, and go on and on still more.
It's too late now for her to become beautifully old, I'm afraid. She'll have to be young indefinitely.
No, I don't suppose she'll mind that, but it's trying for David.
And fiendish for Nicky.
Oh, no, my dear. You're quite wrong there. I'm sure Nicky doesn't care a damn.
It's difficult to tell with Nicky.
He's divinely selfish. All amusing people are.
Did you hear him play in Paris?
Yes.
Well?
Erratic. One or two things perfect. But he's slovenly.
He only takes things seriously in spurts. But still, he's very young.
You really think that's a good excuse?
No, I'm afraid not. Especially when so much depends on it.
What does depend on it?
Well, everything. His life's happiness.
But don't be so terribly intense, dear.
It's true.
I'm quite sure Nicky will be perfectly happy as long as he goes on attracting people. He loves being attractive.
Naturally, he's Florence's son.
Such an exciting thing to be.
You don't believe Nicky has got anything in him at all, do you?
I don't think it matters anyway.
I do.
But you've got a loving nature, Helen. I always knew it.
Nicky hasn't had a chance.
Nonsense. He's had everything he wanted ever since the day he was born. and he'll go on wasting his opportunities until he dies.
Quite possibly.
Well, there you are, then.
He may have had everything he wanted, but he's had none of the things he really needs.
Are you talking socially or spiritually?
Oh, you're quite right, Rawney. You wouldn't be so beautifully preserved if you'd wasted any of your valuable time or sincerity.
I forgive you for that, Helen, freely.
Thank you so much.
You must realize one thing. Everyone is sacrificed to Florence. It's as it should be. Of course, she's a couple of hundred years too late. She ought to have been a flaunting, intriguing king's mistress with black page boys and jade baths and things too divine.
Miss Hibbert.
Oh, my dear. Isn't Florence back yet?
No, we're waiting for her.
You look harassed, Clara.
Oh, I am harassed.
Why?
Seeing tonight for Lord Tennant. She's giving a dreadful reception at a dreadful house with some dreadful ambassador.
How dreadful?
No one will listen to me, of course. They'll all be far too busy avoiding the cup and searching for the champagne.
What are you singing?
One Gabriel Fauré, two Ronaldo Hans, and an aria.
Which aria?
I can't think, but my accompanist will know. Oh, I've got a frightful headache.
Why don't you take off your hat?
Oh, my dear, I daren't. I just had my hair done. I suppose you haven't got a cashmere pair for either of you?
No, but Florence has, I expect. Preston will know where they are. Ring the bell for me.
My poor Clara, I do hope your singing tonight will justify the fuss you're making this afternoon.
Don't be so brutal, Fawny.
Is Gregory going with you?
Of course. I never sing unless he's there. He gives me such marvellous moral support.
Moral is hardly the word I should have chosen, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, do you know if Mrs. Lancaster has any cachet fave anywhere?
Yes, ma'am, I think.
Oh, do get me one, Preston. I'm suffering torture.
Very well, miss.
Preston has such wonderful poise, hasn't she?
She needs it in this house.
I do wish Florence would hurry up. I want to borrow a green fan. I've got a new patou frock that positively demands it.
Oh, she can't be long now.
I suppose I daren't ask Preston for the fan and creep away with it.
I shouldn't avow you. Florence is very touchy over that sort of thing.
She promised it to me ages ago.
Surely there isn't such a desperate hurry. You won't be singing until about 11:30.
My dear, I've got to rehearse. I don't know words.
Your cachet favour, miss.
Oh, you're a saint, Preston. Thank you 1,000 times.
Thank you, miss.
Soak it a little first, dear, or you'll choke, and I should detest that.
Now, I must lie down flat. Get out of the way, Helen.
Oh, of course, dear.
Perhaps you'd like us both to go right out of the room and sit in the hall.
No, Bonnie, I should never expect the least consideration from you.
Now, lift up your head, dear, and I'll put a cushion
on
you.
Oh, thank you, Helen, darling. I shall always come to you whenever I'm ill.
That will be nice.
Helen! Bonnie, have you been here long?
No, only a few hours.
Oh, my dears, I'm so frightfully sorry. We've been held up for ages in the traffic. Davis is a congenital idiot. Always manages to get to a turning just as the policeman puts out his hand. No initiative whatever. What's happened to Clara? Has she been run over?
No, dear, I've got a frightful head.
Bonnie, you know Tom, don't you? Tom Berry and Mr. Quentin. I'm sure you'll adore one another.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How sweet of you to ask me.
Is there anything I can do, Clara?
Yes, dear, lend me your green fan for tonight.
All right, but you won't get too carried away with it, will you, dear? I should hate the feathers to come out. Does anyone want any tea?
No, thanks, dear.
Cocktails, then?
It's too early.
It's never too early for a cocktail.
I should like to go quite quietly into a convent and never see anybody again, ever.
Gregory would be bored stiff in a convent.
We've just been to a most frightful charity matinee. Nothing but inaudible speeches from dreary old actors and leading ladies nudging one another all over the stage. You rang, ma'am. Cocktails, Preston, and ask Barker to wrap up my green fan for Miss Hibbert to take away with her.
Very good. Oh, you're an angel, Florence. I think I'll sit up now.
Do, dear. Then Tom will be able to sit down.
I really do feel most peculiar.
You look far from normal, dear.
If Pauline's rude to me anymore, I shall burst into tears.
Tom, give me a cigarette.
Here, Tom.
No, no, Tom has a special, rather hearty kind that I adore.
Here you are.
Thank you, Angel.
I shan't be able to get down to the house until Saturday evening, Florence. I'm seeing Gregory off to Newcastle.
Why Newcastle?
But his home's just near there. Isn't it too awful for him?
Well, while I'm at the time of your train, won't you?
Oh, of course, dear.
Oh, you're smelling divinely, Florence. What is it?
It is good, isn't it?
Narcisse Noir of Carol. I use it.
Yes, you would, Pawnee. Here is the fan.
and miss.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you are sweet. Florence of Ham gives me such a feeling of security when I'm singing modern stuff. I must rush now.
Don't you want a cocktail before you go?
No, darling. I should only be up all the evening. Goodbye. Mm. You'll be such a comfort. Goodbye, Helen. Pawnee, you will be nice to me over the weekend, won't you? I should be so depressed, what with Gregory going away and everything. But goodbye, Tom. I shall dine in bed and give way at every pore.
Poor Clara. She eternally labours under the delusion that she really matters.
We all do that a little.
You're awfully cruel to her, Pawnee.
She upsets my vibrations.
Oh, I've taken a sudden hatred to this hat. That's better. Are you going to the New LN tonight, either of you?
I'm not, but Pawnee is, of course.
It's going to be amazing. What a cast, my dear. Marvellous.
Cocktails, ma'am. Oh, thank you, Preston. Help yourselves, everyone.
Very lovely. This is special, my own invention.
Absolutely delicious.
A bit too sweet.
Tom, darling, don't be so taciturn. He's always taciturn after a matinee.
Will that be all, ma'am?
Yes, for the moment, Preston.
When's Nicky coming back?
Tomorrow. Isn't it too divine? He's been away for a whole year. But I saw him for a moment on my way through Paris last month.
Has he been working hard?
I suppose so. But you know what Nicky is, bless his heart.
I heard him play at Yvonne Mirabeau's.
She's a loathsome woman, isn't she?
Not as bad as that.
Oh, she's a half-wit. I can't bear a half-wit.
She goes on so dreadfully about things. Devastating.
Funny, Nicky liking her so much.
Only because she keeps on saying how wonderful he is. That always appeals to Nicky.
How old is he now?
24. Isn't it absurd to think I have such a grown-up son?
I say, Florence, I think I'd better be getting along if I've got to be dressed and back here by 7:30.
Well, you've got 30 minutes.
That's not very much.
The car's outside. Take it and send it straight back.
Can it drop me, Florence, dear? I always feel so much richer in your car than anyone else's.
Of course, Pawnee.
Oh. Hello? Yes? Speaking? How do you do?
Ring me up at tea time tomorrow.
Yes, my dear.
Oh, how fabulous. Meanwhile, I'm sorry.
Well, naturally,
if you persist in saying such charming things.
Florence.
What nonsense. That awful General Fenwick. Goodbye, Pawnee, dear. You're coming down to the house on Friday.
Yes, too lovely.
Helen's coming by the 5:00. You'd better travel together.
Perfect. Are you ready, young man?
Quite.
You can drop me first, can't you? I'm not as young as I was.
Please forgive me. People rushing in and out. This house grows more and more like a railway station every day. Oh, now, General, that was a deliberate compliment. Ridiculous, ma'am. Very well. Goodbye. My God, 10 for dreariness.
He's not a bad old thing.
No, but he tries to be, and that's what's so frightful. Oh, I look like death. Isn't Tom a darling?
Yes, dear, without being aggressively brilliant.
I'm afraid, Helen, you're getting rather bitter.
Nonsense.
It's silly to be sarcastic about Tom.
It's better than being maudlin about him.
I don't know what you mean, dear. I'm not in the least maudlin, never have been about anybody. I sometimes wish I could be. I'm too hard.
Tom will let you down.
Let me down? Why? How? I don't understand.
You're more in love with him than he is.
Don't be so absurd, Helen.
It's true.
He adores me, worships me. He's never seen anyone like me before in his life. I'm something strange, exotic.
You're more in love with him than he is with you.
You're getting on my nerves today, Helen.
And you do see that I'm right, don't you?
If you knew some of the things he'd said to me.
I can guess them.
The boy was utterly unawakened until he met me.
He's very young.
I've taught him everything.
Or nothing.
Helen, I believe you're jealous.
What of you, fool?
I wish I hadn't this fatal knack of seeing through people.
How is David?
I don't know. You ought to be home soon.
Doesn't he ever suspect anything?
Of course not. He adores me.
Seems so strange not to see.
I'm devoted to David. I'd do anything for him. Anything in the world. But he's grown old and I've kept young and it does muddle things up so. I can't help having a temperament, can I?
Temperament? No.
David's always loved me and never understood me. You see, I'm such an extraordinary mixture. I have so many sides to my character.
I adore being at home and running the house and looking after David and Nicky.
You don't exactly overdo it.
Well, Nicky's been away for such ages. Also, one must be in London for the season. You can't expect me to bury myself in the country indefinitely. I shall be there practically all through the spring and summer.
Lovely tennis parties and cricket weeks and things.
Certainly.
Florence, you're a divine creature.
Am I? Oh, Helen, I'm so tired of everyone.
Except Tom?
Yes, except Tom. He's such a darling.
How do you think he and Nicky will get on?
Marvelously. Tom loves music.
He says he does.
My dear, I took him to that Russian thing the other day and he sat entranced from beginning to end.
Poor Nicky.
Why do you say that?
Because I sometimes feel it.
Oh, I wonder why we're such friends. We're so opposite. You don't understand me a bit. I used to think you did, but you've been different lately. Unsympathetic.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. Over Tom. I believe you're in love with him yourself.
No, it isn't that.
Anyhow, you can't bear him being in love with me.
I don't think he is. Really? Oh, I quite realize he was violently infatuated, but that is wearing off a bit now. I'm beginning to see him.
No, it's not true. You don't understand.
We are friends, Florence. Though we're so opposite. But do you really know the truth inside you? Or is all this frill vanity real?
What's the matter with you?
You're 10 years older than I am, but when I'm your age, I shall be 20 years older than you.
Darling, how deliciously involved. What can you mean by that?
I mean, I think it's silly not to grow old when the time comes.
Helen! What on earth is that?
Mother?
I'd no idea. I thought you were coming tomorrow.
No, today. Oh. I wrote to you.
I'm terribly, terribly excited.
Helen, dear, how are you?
Mum, splendid, Nicky.
I can't get over your arriving like this. I never realized.
Silly. You're looking awfully well.
Am I?
Wonderful, as usual.
Yeah, I was talking to George Morrison only last Thursday.
Oh, the man who wrote that fearful book.
It isn't a fearful book. It's brilliant. Anyhow, I absolutely refuse to believe that I had a grown-up son.
My dear, like, I must fly.
No, don't go yet.
Oh, I must. I'm old late as it is.
We'll be a little later, then.
You remember, 5 o'clock train on Friday.
Oh, she's coming down to the house. Divine.
Yes, if Florence is still speaking to me. Bye.
Have you been having a scene?
No, dear.
She's a darling.
Extremely stupid and tactless sometimes.
Doesn't feel as though I'd been away at all.
I've missed you appallingly. We had such a short time together in Paris. Did you enjoy all my letters?
I adored them. So did John Bagot. I used to read most of them aloud to him. He's mad on you. Saw your picture in the Tatler or something. Fell in love with this.
Is he nice?
Oh, he's grand.
We must all dine at the embassy. When's he coming to England?
Not until after Christmas.
Oh, you must see my new photographs. They're wonderful.
So it's heavenly being back.
Look.
Ooh, I don't like that one.
Oh, how can you, Nicky? Tom likes that one best of all.
Who's Tom?
Oh, Tom Berrien. He's a dear. You'll like him frightfully. You know, the very nicest type of Englishman.
I hate the very nicest type of
Englishman. And I don't be tiresome, Nicky. He's only 24 and they all think so well of him.
All who?
All his officers and people. He's in the brigade.
Now, that one really is a chanting.
It is good. She's sweet, Madam Henderson. She simply won't hear of my paying for these. She says it's quite sufficient to be allowed to exhibit them in the window.
Is anyone dining this evening?
No. Oh, dear, I'd forgotten. I'm dining out with Tom.
Oh, I see.
Your first night home, too. Oh, how perfectly fiendish. What a fool I am to have muddled it up.
Well, it doesn't matter, darling.
Oh, but it does. I wonder if we could get another seat.
Seat? What for?
Oh, we're going to the first night of the new Hélène. It's going to be marvelous.
But who's in it?
Nora Dean and Selwyn Steele.
Oh, God.
Now, it's silly of you always to jeer at Selwyn Steele. He's a brilliant actor. If only he could get away from his wife.
I couldn't bear him tonight. Anyway, I'm tired. Is Father home yet?
No, I don't think so. Oh, dear, I feel such a beast.
But don't be silly. Honestly, I don't mind a bit.
I know. You have a nice, quiet dinner here and join us at the embassy afterwards.
So it's a late night.
Yes. They play the most heavenly tune there now. Tom always makes them do it over and over again.
How's Iris?
Oh, my dear, don't speak of her.
Why? What's she done?
She's been absolutely foul.
In what way?
Every way. I never trusted her, luckily. Thank God I've got instincts about people. Isn't this marvelous? She said the most filthy things to Gloria Craig about me. I always knew she was insanely jealous, but there are limits. A loathing of people's beck and call. Come and dance.
I'm sorry you browsed. I rather liked her.
Only because you kept on saying how wonderful you were. There's no thing about music, really.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, it's merely bluff, all that appreciation. Darling, how odd that you're dancing.
It's probably because we haven't danced together for so long.
Anyhow, now she's gone off to Monte Carlo with Violet Fenchurch. Silly fool.
Nicky, my boy.
Hello, Father.
I thought Florence said tomorrow.
Mother muddled it up.
Oh. Oh, you look rather tired.
I'm splendid. How's everything?
Oh, the same as usual. I've made lots of improvements down at the house.
Oh, David thinks and talks of nothing but the farm.
It's beginning to pay a bit. Peterson's an awfully good man.
We'll make a grand tour of it on Sunday.
Yes. Have you enjoyed yourself in Paris?
Oh, yes, rather. It's a splendid place to work.
It never struck me that way quite, but still.
So, Mr. Molyneux said, Nicky's playing had improved wonderfully.
I'm so glad, Nicky.
So I've been doing some Spanish stuff lately.
I wish I knew more about it.
Never mind, Father.
Look, come to my room and talk. I can't bear that thing.
Father's such a beast. He never will dance with me.
Is the evening news anywhere about?
Hmm? Oh, yes, here.
Ah, thank you. I'm so glad you're home again, Nicky. Don't forget, come and talk.
David's so much happier in the country.
Why on earth doesn't he retire and live at the house for good?
Work has become such a habit with him. He's always hated giving up habits.
Mother, I've got something rather important to tell you.
Darling, how thrilling. What is it?
I'm engaged to be married.
What?
Well, practically, as much as one can be these days.
Nicky!
Well, don't look so stricken.
But Nicky, I never sort of visualized you being engaged or married or anything.
Why not?
You're not old enough.
I'm 24.
Well, you didn't look it, thank God.
What do you really feel about it, Mother?
Darling. I hardly know what to say. You sprang it on me so suddenly. Who is she?
A girl called Bunty Mannering.
What a silly name.
Oh, it's not at all. It's very attractive.
Is she an actress or a student or what?
Neither. She's what is technically termed a lady.
Do you think she'll like me?
Well, she went mad over your photograph.
Which one?
The looking out of the window one.
Yes, that really is one of the best I've ever had done.
She said you had the face of an heroic little boy.
Oh, what a divine thing to say.
She does say divine things. She's supremely intelligent.
Is she in Paris?
No. She came over with me today.
Where does she live?
Oh, just around the corner in Carbery Square.
Well, near the church, Hinton.
Well, it's her mother's house, but her mother's away just now, so I asked her to change quickly and come over here.
Nicky?
Why not? I wanted you to see her as soon as possible.
Well, it's an awful shock, you know.
Nonsense, Mother. You're quite excited about it, really.
I shall be charming to her.
Then she'll adore you at once. Probably too much, and I shall be jealous.
Well, you better both dine here together and come on to the embassy. How old is she?
23.
What does she do?
Nothing much. She writes things occasionally.
Where did you meet her?
First of all, at a party at Olive Lloyd Kennedy's.
I can't bear Olive Lloyd Kennedy. She's a cat.
And then I met her again at Marion Fawcett's, a frightful sort of reception affair. She was staying with her.
She seems to move exclusively among my worst enemies. Is she pretty?
I don't know. I haven't really noticed.
Nicky, darling, I do feel so extraordinary about it.
Why extraordinary?
Oh, it's a milestone, isn't it? I mean, you being engaged. A definite milestone. Look at my nose. I do hope she'll like me. I must go and dress now. Thomas, fetch me at 7:30. Bring her to my room when she comes.
Don't go.
No, I must, really. Tom will be furious.
No, damn Tom!
Oh, Nicky, don't go and take one of your tiresome prejudices against him.
All right, I'll try not to.
He's frightfully good-looking.
Oh?
And he adores music.
Now then, Mother.
He does, honestly.
Good.
And he dances beautifully.
Well, I shall never stop dancing with
and
him.
And he's so good at games.
He sounds adorable.
Of course he needs knowing.
So do I.
You will make an effort, though, darling, won't you? For my sake.
Yes, Mother.
And we'll all have a divine time together. Tom and me and you and... What's her name?
Bunty.
Ah, yes, of course, Bunty.
This is her, actually.
Do you feel wonderful about her?
Yes.
It is thrilling. Being in love, isn't it?
Yes.
Your father was right. You look awfully tired, Nicky.
I feel grand.
Miss Mannering.
Bunty, you have been quick.
I've simply flown.
Bunty, here's Mother.
Oh,
this is frightfully exciting, isn't it? Mm.
I've told her.
Are you furious? No, of course not. Why should I be? Especially now.
It's absolutely incredible, you being Nicky's mother.
Am I anything like you thought I'd be?
Yes, exactly. But I couldn't believe it until I saw you.
Take off that perfectly divine cloak and have a cigarette. I've got to rush and dress now because I'm terribly late. And you're dining here with Nicky and joining Tom Berrien and me at the embassy afterwards.
Tom Berrien?
Yes, do you know him?
I did when I was a child, if it's the same one.
Nicky, I don't feel extraordinary about it anymore. I'm delighted.
Angel.
Perhaps Bunty would like to come down to the house on Friday for the weekend.
Oh, yes, marvellous.
It's awfully sweet of you, Mrs. Lancaster.
Oh, now, you must call me Florence. I can't bear Mrs. Lancaster. I must fly. Tom will be here any moment. That's him on the desk.
Oh. Yes, it is the same one.
How too divine. Oh. Hello? Yes, speaking. Elsa, darling, how are you? What? Tonight? I'm perfectly heavenly. Of course, I adore it. Listen, Nicky's just back from Paris. Can he come too with Bunty Mannering? Yes, he's here. See you tonight, dear. Here, Nicky, talk to Elsa.
Yes, of course.
I'm so glad about
Hello,
you
Elsa.
And Nicky. It's
London.
Thank you.
I'm terribly thrilled. My dear, you haven't. All those lovely tunes you played me in Paris. How amazing. I am glad. Have you done anything with that tango? You must play it tonight. I want Bunny to hear it. It is perfect, isn't it? Goodbye, dear. Bunty.
What?
I'm terribly happy.
So am I.
Do you remember how we planned all this? Coming home together and breaking it to Mother and everything?
Rather.
Do you really like her?
I adore her. She's a perfect angel.
I told her your heroic little boy line. She loved it.
It's true, you know. Rather defiant, too. Laughing at fate.
Doesn't Paris seem ages away now?
A different life altogether.
A nasty little bit of channel, such an enormous gulf, really. Mm. Did you put that dress on purpose?
Perhaps.
You are a devil.
Such fun being reminded of things.
Such agony, too.
Nicky, darling, why agony?
It's always agony being in love. I started loving you in that dress.
Did you?
Well, don't pretend you didn't know.
I suppose one always knows, really.
From the very first moment?
Yes.
Sort of spark.
Your playing helped a lot.
I meant it to.
Calculating pig.
Have a cigarette.
All right.
Here. I wish we weren't so free.
Why? What do you mean?
I feel I should like to elope or something violently romantic like that.
There wouldn't be much point in it now, would there?
No. Perhaps not. How much do you love me?
I don't know.
It's fun analysing one's emotions.
marvellous fun.
And a comfort, too, when things go wrong. But it kills sentiments, don't it?
Oh, good job, too.
You're frightfully hard, Bunty.
Am I?
Much harder than me, really.
You've got so much hysteria.
I can't help it.
Of course not. It's your temperament. You burst out suddenly.
Not so badly as I used to.
You're growing older.
God, yes, isn't it foul?
Hell, my dear.
It's funny how mother's generation always longed to be old when they were young. And we strain every nerve to keep young.
That's because we see what's coming so much more clearly.
Wouldn't it be terrible to know exactly? I feel frightened sometimes.
Why?
Oh, we're all so hectic and nervy.
It doesn't matter. It probably only means we shan't live so long.
Shut up! Shut up.
Mr. Berrien.
Oh, how are you? I'm Nicky. I came home today for tomorrow's home. Do you know Bunty Mannering? Bunty! I say, I am glad.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, we better have some cocktails. Preston,
yes?
Bring us some cocktails. This is jolly. I didn't know what had become of you.
I've been living in Paris a good deal.
How many years ago is it?
But you're in the war. The last time I saw you, you were at Sandhurst.
Such a pretty place. You've hardly altered a bit. More grown up, of course. All this is most affecting. Bunty and I used to know one another awfully well. Oh, what fun.
Nicky?
Oh, but it is. It's thrilling. Nothing so charming as a reunion.
Nicky and I have been travelling all day. Boats and trains get on his nerves.
When the cocktails come, tell Preston to bring mine to me in Father's room.
Oh, Nicky, don't be so silly.
Well, surely it's not silly to want to talk to my aging father after a year's divorce in Paris. I fail to see why you should have a monopoly reunion.
Well, don't be long.
Cheerio. Oh, God. What's up?
These temperamental musicians.
Silly ass.
He isn't really. He's only jealous.
Why? Is he?
Well, by way of being engaged.
What?
Why not?
Are you in love with him?
Yes. Isn't it damnable?
Good Lord.
What are you laughing at?
It seems so funny, you being in love with that sort of chap.
What do you mean by that sort of chap?
Oh, but I don't know. That type seems so unlike you.
Type?
Yes, you know, well, up in the air, effeminate.
You're more bucolic than you used to be,
Tom. Dear, I say.
The cocktails, sir.
Will you please take Mr. Nicky's into him in his father's room?
Yes.
Is Mrs. Lancaster nearly ready?
I think so, sir.
Ask her to hurry. We shall be late.
Yes, sir.
I can laugh now.
Why?
I've just realized something.
What?
We shall meet again over the weekend.
Are you coming down to the house?
Yes.
Oh, that's splendid. Come for a tramp Sunday morning and we'll talk.
What about?
Oh, lots of things. Old times?
Old times, Tom.
Cheerio. It's the pacer's mark on the record.
I've never danced well since the war. I don't know why.
Tom, Dad was so strong.
And she came in half mad with fright and described everything minutely.
I tried to write as honestly as possible. I know it.
I'd be the three bananas.
It's just the charm. It has to be a little nice.
I thought she was rather a decent sort.
No, really, Vicky. His technique completely annihilated his inspiration.
Not with Debussy and Ravel. With the older masters, yes, but he's probably tired of them.
Oh, my dear, it is the most sick thing you've ever seen, but unfortunately the wrong colour.
Marion Ferris had that quarry model copied in the most frightful blue.
I believe my shoe's coming off.
Shall we stop?
No, it's all right.
Why don't you gouge this cigarette out of the holder for me?
I'll try. I always smoke a pipe when I'm working.
Oh, how
soon.
Really judge properly from a recital.
Well, not with him, because he's not dramatic enough.
Dramatic pianists make me uncomfortable.
Oh,
morning.
Our tongue grows more venomous today. Well, I had to say something. Anyhow, it was true.
Especially about that ankle.
Oh,
my dear,
yes.
Oh,
so
true.
Thanks awfully, I'd love to.
I'm only singing ballads, but you know what Sunday concerts are.
Oh, yes, rather.
It wasn't the other side, Nicky.
You've got the cutest ears and eyes and nose.
Oh, you put on Bonnie Moon in Upper Carolina.
Oh,
no, 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 don't put it on, Nicky. Say it yourself. You always make the gramophone go too quickly.
Oh, yes, go on, Nicky.
Yes, all right.
Cigarette, Florence?
Yes. No, thanks, not another. I'm dancing with Tom.
Missing one, Tom?
Righto.
Oh, come on, Mr. Fairlight.
What?
Don't overdo the serious dramatist, son.
No, I warn you, I'm no good.
Tom Berrien doesn't dance as well as he thinks he does.
With that figure, he ought to be marvellous. Anyway, I'm sure he's a success at the Bath Club.
Doesn't Florence look outstanding?
Absolutely. She knows exactly what suits her.
Where's David?
He went off to his study to smoke.
I do wish Florence wouldn't be irritable with him in front of everybody. I felt acutely uncomfortable at dinner.
It makes Nicky furious as a rule, but tonight he was too occupied with that stupid little cool Bunty Mannering to take any notice.
Well, she's an excellent type.
Very average. I only hope nothing will come of Nicky's mania for her.
I don't think we need money.
Why?
Wait and see, my dear.
Calm down, Pauline. Tell me how divinely I sang on Tuesday.
You didn't.
Tender cruelty.
Have you a match, Nicky?
Isn't this a marvelous tune?
Fascinating. Don't stop, darling. But I do want a match. Let me get them out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a
divine
little
box.
Give that to me.
Oh, Nicky, dear, don't be tiresome.
Well, I'm sick of playing. Here's a light, dearie.
Thank you, Nicky.
Let's have the gramophone again.
Oh, whose cup is this? Someone drank mine and I hardly touched it.
If it has no sugar in, it's mine.
Mm. It had no sugar in it.
You're dancing abominably, Tom.
Oh, am I?
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I suppose I'm tired.
You're unusually tired when you're dancing with me.
Florence, don't nag.
How dare you speak to me like that?
I say, Florence, I'm sorry.
Let's stop the music for a moment and think of something really marvellous to do.
Oh, no, let's go on,
darling. I'm exhausted.
What was that divine game we played coming back from Paris, Helen? Mm,
just ordinary clumps, wasn't it?
I loathe clumps.
What about the history game? What's that?
Oh, no, Nicky, it's too intellectual.
The Ma Yong set in the drawing room.
Oh, how divine. Let's make up a table immediately.
I will be happy until someone gives me a set in
time, Jane.
Come on, Bunty.
I can't play it.
You can. Used to play in Paris with Yvonne.
I've forgotten it.
Well, you'll soon remember again.
Come along, Clara.
I insist on Mr. Fairlight learning.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm no good at that sort of thing.
You'll be able to put it in one of your plays.
Come and watch. It's too thrilling for words.
Have you any one set, Florence?
Yes, isn't it maddening? Oh. Clara promised to bring hers down, but forgot.
Does Bruce Fairlight play bridge?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, dramatists are such a comfort in a house party, aren't they?
Are you coming, Florence?
No.
Oh.
But please don't let me stop you going. I'm sure you're dying to be with the others.
Look, I say, Florence, I wish you wouldn't go on like
that. I wonder what's the matter with you. You've never behaved like this before.
I haven't behaved like anything.
You've been exceedingly rude to me, both at dinner and afterwards.
I wasn't at dinner.
Yes, you were. You snapped me up when I said I didn't like Elsie Saunders.
You know perfectly well she's a friend of mine.
Well, she oughtn't to be after the things she said about me.
You will go on imagining.
Nothing of the sort, I know. If you weren't so dense, you'd see too. Jealousy I have to put up with. I get so tired of it all. So desperately tired.
Well, talk about being different. You're different too.
I'm unhappy.
Why?
because I hate to see you being put against
me. Florence.
Well, you'll understand one day. They're all very subtle, but I can see.
Look, nobody said a word to me about you, and they'd better not try.
Why?
I'd...
What would you do?
I'd be furious.
Oh.
And I'd let them see it, too.
Tom.
Yes?
I forgive you.
I can't bear you being angry with me.
Can't you really?
It makes me feel beastly.
Come and sit here.
That's a lovely dress.
It is sweet, isn't it?
You always wear wonderful clothes.
Do I, Tom?
You know you do.
Do you remember the very first time we met?
Oh, rather.
Oxford's so full of romance, isn't it?
It was when you came down.
Thank you, Tom, dear.
We did have fun.
You used to come up to matinees and I'd motor you back afterwards.
Ripping, yes.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got seats for Rolling Stones on Tuesday. Don't forget.
You never said you were going to get them.
It doesn't matter. I thought I did. We'd better dine at Clamp.
But, Florence, I can't come.
Why not?
I promised to go out.
Who with?
Mother.
Well, can't you put her off? It'll be such a good first night.
Well, you see, as a matter of fact, it's rather awkward. I put her off the other day and...
Oh, well, never mind. We'll go some other night.
Hello, Florence. I thought you were in the drawing room.
They're playing Mahjong and there's only one set. I shall break in presently.
Look, I'll just go and see how they're getting on.
Yes, do.
Come and play soon.
Don't you think this is a divine frock?
Very pretty.
You and Helen seem to be very thick at dinner. What were you talking about?
Nothing much. I like Helen.
Only because she flatters you and listens to everything you say.
She doesn't flatter me.
I suppose she was talking about the farm and giving her opinions.
We did discuss the farm a little.
She doesn't know a thing about it, really.
Perhaps not, but it passed the time. Darling?
What's the matter?
Nothing. I've got a slight headache.
Well, why don't you go by?
Oh, I can't. It's much too early.
I'm sick of Mahjong.
Who's playing now?
Pawnee and Helen and Claire are trying to teach Bruce Fairlight. He's an awful fool at this.
Get Bunty out of that habit of contradicting everything people say.
I don't see why.
It's bad breeding.
Who cares nowadays?
She seems to forget that I'm much older than she is.
Well, that's no argument, Mother. Silly only to remember your age when someone says something you don't like.
She's having a bad effect on you.
Nonsense.
You've changed since Paris.
Naturally.
You never used to be rude to me.
Oh, damn, I'm not rude.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well, don't stop running down Bunty.
Stop playing. Stop playing.
Oh, God. Well, what's happening?
Nothing. Bunty's just putting Nicky against me. I knew she'd try to.
You must be having a delightful evening. You leave the drawing room having rowed with Bunty, and you come here and row with Florence.
Well, Mother's impossible.
Oh, she's no different from what she's always been.
Well, I haven't realized it before.
You haven't been engaged before.
I'm hating this house party.
Oh, don't say that, dear. It's not kind.
You know I don't mean you.
Are you very much in love?
Yes. No. No, I don't know.
I wonder.
It's utterly devastating, anyhow.
When did you meet her?
About 5 months ago.
What was she doing in Paris?
Oh, I don't know. Fooling about.
That's splendid.
She's been studying French literature.
Why?
Well, she's going to write herself. Someday.
Oh, I see.
Helen, do you like her?
I can't tell yet. Yesterday was the first time I'd ever set eyes on her.
She's wonderfully intelligent.
Oh, yes, I'm sure she is.
You don't like her.
Oh, I tell you, I'm not sure yet.
No, it's generally the way. One's friends always hate one another.
It is difficult for you, isn't it?
I should so like you to like her.
Very well, I'll try.
She's utterly opposite to me in every way.
Yes, I see that.
But that's as it ought to be, isn't it?
Well, it depends.
See, I need a sort of restraining influence terribly.
Yes, Nicky.
And she's awfully good for me.
Is she?
Oh, yes. She curbs me when I get temperamental and silly.
I've always felt you needed encouraging more than curbing.
Oh, Helen, aren't you a darling?
I mean it.
You're wrong, though. I'm all over the place.
Anyhow, I do hope you'll be very happy with her.
Well, I don't suppose I shall ever be that. I haven't got the knack.
Do you work hard?
Yes.
Really hard?
Frightfully.
Liar?
Have you seen me in Paris? Studying all night long till the grey dawn put the guttering candle to shame and my nerveless hands dropped from the key.
Candles gutter awfully quickly when they're burnt at both ends.
Meaning that I look a debauched wreck of my former self?
Exactly.
Well, if you go on encouraging me at this rate, I shall commit suicide.
You do resent anyone taking a real interest in you, don't you?
I distrust it.
Why?
I don't know.
Really, Larkin, you won't give me credit for it.
Do you think you do? Honestly?
Yes. And I'm exceedingly worried about you.
Oh, you needn't be.
You're sensitive and reserved and utterly foolish.
Oh, thank you. I'm beginning to feel beautifully picturesque.
And you're scared.
Why? What have I to be scared about?
Would you like me to tell you?
No.
Why not?
Because you're a sentimentalist. You see things that aren't there at all.
You're far more sentimental than I am.
Darling Helen, you've got such a lovely mind, like a Christmas card with frosted robins and sheep wandering about in the snow, bleating.
All the same, I should give up drugs if I were you.
Helen.
Well?
I don't know what you mean.
Do you think I can't see?
You're being terribly funny, aren't you?
Oh, you fool. You unutterable little fool.
Don't be dramatic,
I thought
dear.
You had common sense. I credited you with more intelligence than
if
that.
If you persist in being absurd.
Oh, Nicky, don't resist me. Don't fight me. I'm your friend. I wouldn't have said a word if I weren't. Look, you've got to stop it. You haven't got very far yet. There's still time. For God's sake, listen to reason.
Shut up. Don't speak so loud.
Nicky, throw it away.
When did you find out?
Tonight, you know, when you were playing, but I guessed for ages.
Well, you needn't be frightened, Helen. I only take just the tiniest little bit.
If
once in a blue moon.
Anything goes wrong, you'll take a lot. Now throw it away.
What could go wrong?
Never mind. Throw it away.
I can't. Look out, somebody's coming.
Hello.
Hello, Father.
What's the matter?
The matter? Why?
You look very worried.
Helen and I have just had a grand heart-to-heart talk. We've undone our back hair and loosened our stays and wallowed in it.
Oh, I see.
Well, we haven't seen one another for so long, it was inevitable.
You never came and looked at the farm this morning. I waited for you.
I'm awfully sorry, Father. I just went on sleeping.
I'll, see you later, Nicky.
It's all right.
How do you think your mother's looking?
Splendid. Same as ever.
Would you like a cigar?
No, thanks, Father. I'm not very good at them.
I was just on my way to bed. There are far too many people in the house.
Well, you must be used to that by now.
You ought to stay down here, you know, during the week and get some fresh air.
Well, I've got such millions of things to do in London.
Worth doing?
Yes, of course.
You look as though you needed a rest.
You needn't worry about me. I feel splendid.
She seems a nice girl.
Who, Bunty?
Yes. Quiet and untiresome.
She's a darling.
When do you propose to get married?
I don't know. The engagement's only a sort of tryout, you know.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that. I'm so unversed in modern technicalities.
It's her idea, really. Just to tread water for a bit.
It sounds an excellent plan.
I'm awfully glad you like her.
Is she musical?
Oh, yes, frankly.
Good.
Father, I think I will come down here for a few days and work quietly.
If you do that, I'll only go up to London every other day. I see so little of you when you're at the flat.
So that's settled then. I wonder what Mother will say.
I'll talk to her.
All right. She won't bother about us much.
No, I don't suppose she will. Well, I think I'll be getting along to bed now. Good night, my boy.
Good night, Father.
Sleep well.
Won't you let me woo you with a little screaming?
Please stop.
Well, I'm unappreciated. That's what it is. I say, Bunty.
What?
Before you say anything awful to me, I am sorry for being rude just now.
So you ought to be.
Will you forgive me?
Yes, I forgive you.
I've been irritable all the evening.
Give me a cigarette, Nicky.
Yes.
Thanks.
What did you want to talk to me about?
Lots of things. Us.
Oh, I see.
Don't you think it's rather silly, being engaged?
No, not at all.
I do.
Well, just because we bickered a bit tonight?
No, not only because of that.
Why then?
Can't you see?
No.
Well, we're not very suited to one another, are we?
Why do you suddenly say that?
Because I've only just realized it.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, particularly.
Oh, I'm glad.
It's circumstances and surroundings.
Oh, well, that can be altered quite easily. We'll change the shape of the house. We'll take away that wall and turn it into a studio. You love studios, don't you? Then we'll transform the drawing room into an enormous aviary.
It's practically that
we'll turn
now.
The stairs
oh, shut
around.
Up, Nicky.
Well, I'm only trying to be amenable.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm putting up a sort of defense, Bunt. I have a feeling that you're going to be unpleasant, and I want to establish myself comfortably before you start.
I don't want to be unpleasant. Only honest.
You won't let the two run together, will you?
You're hopeless. Hopeless. Hopeless.
Yes. I think I am, rather.
In a way, I'm glad. It makes it easier.
Does it?
You're not in love with me, really. You couldn't be.
Please, don't say that.
Why don't you face things properly?
One generally has to in the end. I like to put it off for as long as possible.
That's cowardly.
Well, don't be pompous, darling.
You're a great help, I must say.
Well, why did I help to destroy my own happiness?
That's self-pity and self-deception.
Why are you going on like this?
Because I tell you, I've realized the truth.
I suppose you've taken a hatred to Mother.
No, not a hatred.
You don't like her?
Not very much.
Why not? She likes you.
She detests me.
Nonsense. Why should she?
Because I'm young.
What a filthy thing to say.
It's true.
It's nothing of the sort.
You're so stupid sometimes.
Thank you.
Well, don't let's start bickering again.
We won't discuss Mother anymore, then.
You started it.
Oh, I wish I could make you understand her like I do. I mean, she's awfully irritating, I know, but deep down, she's marvellous in spite of everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything. But don't be a beast, Bunty. Just try to see her point a little, even if you do dislike her. She's terribly silly about being young, I know. But she's been used to so much admiration and flattery and everything always, she feels she sort of can't give it up. You do see that, don't you? And she hasn't really anything in the least comforting to fall back on. She's not clever, real kind of brain cleverness, and Father's no good, and I'm no good. All the time she's wanting life to be as it was instead of as it is. There's no harm in her anywhere. She's just young inside. Can't you imagine the utter foulness of growing old? Especially if you've been lovely and attractive like she was. The beautiful Flo Lancaster. She used to be known as that. I can remember her when I was quite small, coming up to say goodnight to me, looking too perfectly radiant for words. And she used to come to the school, too, sometimes. Everyone used to go mad over her. I used to get frightfully proud and excited.
I've never heard you talk like this before.
I don't think I ever have.
I like you better clear-cut, not blurred by sentiment.
To describe you as hard would be inadequate. You're metallic.
I can see straight.
Can you?
Yes. We could never be happy together.
Perhaps not.
Shall we just finish, then?
Certainly. I'm sorry we were too modern to have an engagement ring. You'd have been able to give it back to me so beautifully.
Don't be ridiculous.
Better than being blurred by sentiment.
Oh, my dear, I'm shattered and I'm going straight to bed, probably for several weeks.
Why?
He's coming.
Who's coming?
Bruce Fahrenheit. I've been teaching him my young. Oh, these master brains. And
Jenny, dear.
Very interesting, that game.
I thought you'd like it.
It's interesting psychologically. Mm. The concentration and suspense.
I'm quite exhausted. It must be the country air.
It's too lovely because I've started with two red dragons in my hand.
Oh, I wonder to have them.
One more tune, Nicky, before we go to bed.
Yes, just one.
I'll play I Love You. Such a romantic tune, don't you think, Bunty?
Do. What time's everyone going up in the morning?
10 o'clock's the best. We'll have breakfast at 9 downstairs.
Do you know that in London I can never do more than nibble a piece of thin toast? And whenever I'm away, I eat enormously.
How very peculiar.
Your tone revolts me, Nicky. You must never be irascible with your old friends.
I haven't got any.
Nicky.
Sorry, Helen.
I don't know what's the matter with Nicky. He's been in a vile temper all the evening. His first weekend home, too.
It's such a pity when so much trouble's been taken to make me happy and cosy. Come and dance, Bunty.
No, not now.
Oh, dance with him, Bunty. Chaps must have exercise.
You dance with Bunty, Pawnee. I'll dance with Tom. Come on.
The great thing in this world is not to be obvious, Nicky, over anything.
There you are, infuriating Helen. It's a wonderful book.
Thoroughly second rate.
What do you think about Mischievous Passion, Fairlight?
I never read novels on principle.
Well, you must read this. It's colossal.
And don't feel any way by Pawnee, Mr. Fairlight. He has no discrimination.
But I tell you, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There are times, Helen, when I could willingly see you dead at my feet.
A little slower, for heaven's sake.
How's that?
No. I think you'd better go to bed, Nicky.
Well, we're all going anyhow.
Not yet. Please, Mummy dear. I'm having such a lovely time.
I always knew the continent was fatal for the young.
Nicky's upset. It's my fault. We're not engaged anymore.
Why, what's happened?
Nothing happened. It was never very serious, really. I had a feeling that it was. You were wrong.
Well, I must say it's all been rather abrupt.
It's better to finish things off at once. Cleanly, if you're not quite sure. Don't you think?
Well, I'm sorry, Bunty. If you feel like that about it, there's nothing more to be said.
I wouldn't have mentioned it at all. Only you all seem to be blaming him for being so irritable.
Poor Nicky.
I'm so tired.
Good night, Florence, dear.
Good night, Clara. Breakfast at 9. Mm. Have you got books and everything you want?
Oh, yes, thanks. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Tom, be an angel and fetch me a glass of milk. It's in the drawing room.
All right.
Oh, come on up, Florence. I'm dead.
So am I. Pawnee, will you turn out the lights when you come?
With beautiful precision, dear.
Oh, tell Tom to bring up my milk to me, somebody.
All right.
Good night, Mr. Fairlight.
Good night.
Good night, Florence.
I suppose we'd all better go up, Miss Mannery.
I don't feel I could sleep yet.
Hello. Nice, Florence.
Gone up to bed. Will you take her milk to her?
What's become of Nicky?
In the smoking room, I think.
Good night, Miss Mannery.
Good night.
I shall come too. Good night.
Good night.
Tell me, when you're writing, do your characters grow as you go along?
No, I think each one out minutely beforehand.
Oh, how too intriguing.
So you've broken it off already?
Yes.
Didn't know you were going to do it so soon.
It's better to get things over.
Hmm. What did he say?
Nothing much.
Was he furious?
Oh, what does it matter? Don't let's go on about it.
It's all damned awkward.
What?
The whole thing.
You're rather scared, aren't you?
No, not exactly. Now that I've got you to back me up.
I shall be glad when we're out of this house.
So shall I.
I hate the atmosphere.
Don't know how I've stood it for so long.
You didn't notice it until I came. Any more than I noticed Nicky's atmosphere until you came.
It's queer, isn't it?
We're reverting to type, don't you see?
How do you mean?
Never mind. It's true.
You think I'm being a cad to Florence?
Yes, I do, rather.
But, Bunty, you said yourself this morning...
But I didn't see how you could help yourself. Well, neither I do. It's frightfully difficult. But it's not altogether your fault, any more than it would have been mine if I'd married Nicky. One gets carried away by glamour and personality and magnetism. They're beastly, treacherous things.
Oh, you are wonderful.
Don't be silly.
You're so cool and clear, and you see everything.
I'm sorry for Nicky.
Oh, damn, Nicky.
Oh, Tom.
Why? What's up?
You're so dead set.
Well, you're worth 10 of him any day. And what's the use of a chap like that? He doesn't do anything except play the piano. He can't play any games. He's always trying to be funny.
Shut up, Tom. You're being rather cheap. I haven't reverted to type so quickly that I can't see some of the things I'm missing.
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
Oh. Oh, God. I feel so miserable.
Oh, Bunty, for heaven's sake.
Don't.
Look, I say, old girl, hadn't you better go up to bed? You're all wrought up.
It's that beastly thing.
Well, I'll wring his neck.
Oh, shut up, Tom, shut up.
Oh, Bunty, stop crying. There's a dear, please. Oh, please. Please stop crying.
I can't find my hanky.
Look, here's mine.
Tom!
Yes, Florence?
What does this mean?
I'm sorry, Florence. I...
You utter cat. Look here. I should like to say... Be quiet. Mind your own business.
What's the matter? Is anybody hurt?
No, not hurt. I banged my hand, that's all. Liar.
Mother, don't be so stupid.
Florence, I...
Don't speak to me.
Mother, not now. It's all wrong. Control yourself. Bunty,
do go to bed, please.
All right. Tom.
I'll take you up, Bunty.
Stop! I want an explanation, please.
How dare you speak to me like
Get
that?
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
This is disgusting.
Look, I say, Florence.
Get out of my house.
I shall leave the first thing in the morning. It's much too late tonight. You kissed her. I saw you.
Yes.
House.
Yes, Florence, I apologize.
Apologize? How many contempt? Never speak to me again. Never touch me again. I hate you.
Look here, Florence. I'm desperately sorry. You see, I'm afraid I love her.
You dare to stand there and say that to me? It's incredible. After all I've done for you. After all we've been to one another. Love. You don't know what it means. You lied to me all these months. It's contemptible. Humiliating. Get out of my sight.
Very well. Goodbye.
Tom! Tom! Come back! Come back!
How inevitable it was.
How dare they? Yeah. In this house.
Oh, that's a little thing. It doesn't matter at all.
It does, it does.
Florence, sit up and pull yourself together.
I think I'm going mad.
Not a bit of it. You're just thoroughly hysterical.
What time is it?
1:10.
Don't go to London by the early train, Helen. Stay and come up with me in the car.
Very well.
Oh, thank God you were here.
I wish I'd known what was happening. I might have done something.
What can I do to get him back?
Oh, don't be silly.
What can I do? What can I do?
Do you mean to say you'd take him back after tonight?
No. No, never. Not if he crawled to me.
Well, then, make up your mind definitely never to see him again, whatever happens.
Yes.
Yes, I will. Now, why don't you go to bed?
Oh, I couldn't sleep.
Put it all out of your mind. Make an effort.
I can't. I'm too unhappy.
Think of Nicky.
Nicky's young.
That doesn't make it any better for him.
He'll get over it in the long run.
The long run never counts at the moment.
He wasn't in love, really.
As much as either you or he are capable of it.
He's well rid of her. She'd never have appreciated him properly. She hasn't the intelligence.
I don't agree with you there. She's got intelligence right enough.
Treacherous little beast.
Yes, but far-seeing.
Are you standing up for her? Do you think it was right for her to get Tom away from me?
Yes, quite right.
Helen!
Well, to do her justice, she didn't deliberately set herself out to get him away from you at all. She discovered that in spite of the somewhat decadent years, Tom was still her type and likely to remain so. So with common sense, she decided to shelve Nicky forthwith and go for him.
Her type indeed.
Yes. She'd have been quite a nice girl, really, if she'd been left alone and not allowed to go to Paris and get into the wrong set.
You are extraordinary, Helen. Do you realize that you're making excuses for the girl who's betrayed your best friend?
Oh, don't be so utterly absurd. I'm not making excuses. And anyhow, she hasn't betrayed you. She hardly knows you in the first place, and she's just followed her instincts, regardless of anybody else's feelings. As you've done, thousands of times.
Helen, you're being horrible to me.
I'm not. I'm trying to make you see. You're battering your head against silly, cast-iron delusions, and I want to dislodge them.
Helen, I'm so unhappy. So desperately unhappy.
Yes. But not because you've lost Tom. It's something far deeper than that.
What then?
You're on the wrong tack. And have been for years.
I don't understand.
You won't understand.
My eyes are sore. So lovely, the scent. It's so refreshing.
I think I'll go to bed now.
Oh, no, Helen. No. Wait a little longer with me, please, Helen. Just a few minutes.
It's so hot in here.
Well, open the window, then.
All right.
Do you ever do this?
Do what?
Put scent on a cigarette. It's divine.
What a wonderfully clear night. You can see the hills right across the valley. The moon's quite strong.
I chose this room in the first place because the view was so lovely.
Do you ever look at it?
Of course I do. Often.
It's been raining. I wish you'd throw away that cigarette. It spoils the freshness.
It's soothing me, calming my nerves.
I do wish I could help you. Really.
You are helping me, darling. You're being an angel.
Don't talk so emptily, Florence. I'm worth more than that.
I don't know what you mean.
It sickens me to see you getting back so soon.
Getting back?
Yes, to your usual worthless attitude of mind.
Helen!
A little while ago, you were really suffering for once. And in a way, I was glad, because it showed you were capable of a genuine emotion. Now you're glossing it all over, smarming it down with your returning vanity, and soon you won't be unhappy anymore, just vindictive.
Don't go on at me like that. I'm too wretched.
Oh, Florence, dear, forgive me. But it's true, and I don't want it to be.
Nicky!
Helen, I want to talk to Mother, please.
All right, Nicky.
What is it?
I couldn't sleep.
Florence, dear, good night.
No, no, Helen, don't go yet.
I must.
No, Helen, stay with me.
Please go.
I can't stay, Florence. It's quite impossible.
I don't know what you mean by coming here and ordering Helen out of my room.
I'm sorry, Mother. I felt I had to talk to you alone.
At this hour of the night, you're mad.
No, I'm not. I think I'm probably more unhappy than I've ever been in my life.
Well, you're young. You'll get over it.
I hope so.
I knew the first moment I saw her what sort of a girl she was.
Oh, Mother.
It's true. I have an instinct about her.
It's all been rather a shock, you know.
Yes, dear, I know. I know. But you mustn't be miserable about her. She isn't worth it.
Don't, Mum.
Listen, Nicky. Listen. Go back to bed now. There's a dear. My head's splitting.
I can't yet.
Well, take some aspirin. That'll calm your nerves.
I'm afraid I'm a little beyond aspirin.
Look, I don't want you to think I don't sympathize with you, darling. My heart aches for you. I know so well what you're going through.
Do you?
It's agony. Absolute agony. But you see, it will wear off. It always does in time. Nicky. Nicky, please go now.
I want to talk to you.
Tomorrow. No, you'll talk tomorrow.
No, now. Now.
No. You're inconsiderate and cruel. I've told you my head's bursting.
I want to sympathize with you, too, and try to understand everything as well as I can.
Understand everything?
Yes, please.
I don't know what you mean.
Will you tell me things? As though I were somebody quite different.
What kind of things?
Things about you. Your life.
Ellen, Nicky, you're ridiculous asking me to tell you stories at this hour.
Mother, sit down quietly. I'm not going out of this room until I've got everything straight in my mind.
Nicky, look, please.
Tom Varian has been your lover, hasn't he?
Nicky, how dare you?
Keep calm. It's our only chance. Keep calm.
How dare you speak to me like that? Suggest such a thing.
It's true, isn't it?
Go away. Go away.
It's true, isn't it?
No. No.
It's true, isn't it?
No, I tell you, no, no, no.
You're lying to me, Mother. What's the use of that?
You're mad.
Does Father know?
Go away.
Does Father know?
Your father knows nothing. He doesn't understand me any more than you do.
Then it's between us alone.
I told you. I just don't know what you're talking about.
Mother, don't go on like that. It's useless. We've arrived at a crisis. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we can't escape from it. I know we're neither of us very strong-minded or capable. We haven't much hope of coming through successfully, but let's try. It's no good pretending anymore. Our lives have built up of pretenses all the time. For years, ever since I began to think at all, I've been bolstering up my illusions about you. People have made remarks, not realizing that I was your son. And I've pretended that they were inspired by cattiness and jealousy. I've noticed things, trivial, incriminating little incidents, and I've brushed them aside and not thought any more about them because you were my mother. Clever and beautiful and successful. And naturally people would slander you because you were so beautiful. And now I know they were right.
Nicky, I implore you, go away now. Leave me alone.
No, I can't.
You're cruel to torment me.
I don't want to be cruel.
We'll go to bed then, and we'll talk everything over quietly another time.
It is true about Tom Varian, isn't it?
No, no.
We're on awfully dangerous ground. I'm straining every nerve to keep myself under control. If you lie to me, try to evade me any more, I won't be answerable for what might happen.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm frightened.
Nick, darling,
don't touch me, please.
Have a little pity for me.
Was Tom Varian your lover?
Yes.
I want to understand why.
He loved me.
But you, did you love him?
Yes.
It was something you couldn't help, wasn't it? Something that's always been the same in you since you were quite young.
Yes, Nicky.
Yes.
And there have been others, too, haven't there?
I won't be cross-questioned anymore. I won't.
I wish you'd understand that I'm not blaming you. I'm trying to help you, to help us both.
What good can it possibly do?
Clear things up, of course. I can't go on any more half-knowing.
Why should this side of my life be any concern of yours?
But, Mother...
I'm different from other women, completely different. And you expect me to be the same. Well, why can't you realize that with a temperament like mine, it's impossible to live an ordinary, humdrum life? You're not a boy any longer. You're a man.
Nothing. I've grown up all wrong.
It's not my fault.
Of course, it's your fault, Mother. Who else's fault could it be?
Your friends, the people you mixed with.
It wouldn't matter who I mixed with, if only I had a background.
You've got as much money as you want. You've got your home.
Home? That's almost funny. There's no peace anywhere. Nothing but the ceaseless din of trying to be amused.
David never complained.
Well, I don't suppose you've looked at Father during the last few years, or you wouldn't say that.
He's perfectly happy because he's sensible. He lives his own life and doesn't try to interfere with mine.
It must be your vanity that makes you so dreadfully blind and foolish.
Understand me once and for all. I won't be spoken to like this.
You've had other lovers besides Tom Varian, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have. Now then.
Well. Anyhow. That's the truth. At last.
Nicky, don't be angry. Please, don't be angry.
I'm not angry a bit. I realize that I'm living in a world where things like this happen and they've got to be faced and given the right value. If only I'd had the courage to realize everything before, it wouldn't be so bad now. It's the sudden shock that's thrown the whole thing out of focus for me. But I mean to get it right. Please help me.
I don't know what to do.
It's your life, and you've lived it as you wanted to live it. That's fair.
Yes.
You've wanted love always. Passionate love. Because you were made like that. It's not your fault. It's the fault of circumstances and civilization. Civilization makes rottenness so much easier. We're utterly rotten, both of us.
Nicky, don't.
How can we help ourselves? We swirl about in a vortex of beastliness. This is a chance, don't you see? To realize the truth, our only chance.
Oh, Nicky, do stop. Go away.
Don't keep on telling me to stop when our only hope is to hammer it out.
You're overwrought. It isn't as bad as you think.
Isn't it?
No, of course it isn't. Tomorrow morning you'll see things quite differently.
You haven't understood.
Yes, I have.
You haven't understood, oh my God, you haven't understood. You're building up silly defenses in your mind. I'm overwrought. Tomorrow morning I shall see things differently. That's true. That's the tragedy of it, and you won't see. Tomorrow morning I shall see things differently. All this will seem unreal. A nightmare. The machinery of our lives will go on again and gloss over the truth as it always does. And our chance will be gone forever.
Chance? What are you talking about? What chance?
I must make you see somehow.
You're driving me mad.
I have patience with me, please.
How can I have patience with you? You exaggerate everything.
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Listen. Let me explain something to you.
Very well, go on.
You're setting yourself up in judgment on me. Your own mother.
No, I'm not.
You are. Let me speak. You don't understand my temperament in the least. Nobody does.
You're deceiving yourself. Your temperament is no different from thousands of other women, but you've been weak and selfish and given way all
Let
along
me
the line.
Speak. I tell
oh,
you.
Oh, what's
I...
the use? Still pretending. You're building up barriers between us instead of helping me to break them down.
What are you accusing me of having done?
Well, can't you see?
No, that? I can't. If you're preaching morality, you've no right to. That's my affair. I've never done any harm to anyone.
Look at me.
Why? What do you mean?
You've given me nothing all my life. Nothing that counts.
Now you're pitying yourself.
Yes, with every reason.
You're neurotic and ridiculous. Just because Bunty broke off your engagement, you come and say wicked, cruel things to me.
You forget what I've seen tonight, Mother.
I don't care what you've seen.
I've seen you make a vulgar, disgusting scene in your own house. And on top of that, humiliate yourself before a boy half your age. The misery of losing Bunty faded away when that happened. Everything is comparative, after all.
I didn't humiliate
you
myself.
You ran after him up the stairs because your vanity wouldn't let you lose him. Isn't that you love him? That would be easier. You never love anyone. You only love them loving you. All your so-called passion and temperament is false. Your whole existence has degenerated into an empty, endless craving for admiration and flattery. And then you say you've done no harm to anybody. Father used to be a clever man. A strong will and a capacity for enjoying everything. I can remember him like that. Now he's nothing. A complete non-entity because his spirit crushed. How could it be otherwise? You've let him down consistently for years, and God knows I'm nothing for him to look forward to, but I might have been if it hadn't been for you.
Don't talk like that. Don't. It can't be such a crime being loved. It can't be such a crime being happy.
You're not happy. You're never happy. You're fighting all the time to keep your youth and your looks because you can't bear the thought of living without them as though they mattered in the end.
What does anything matter?
Well, that is what I'm trying to find out.
I'm still young inside. I'm still beautiful. Why shouldn't I live my life as I choose?
You're not young or beautiful. I'm seeing for the first time how old you are. Horrible. Your silly fair hair and your face all plastered and painted.
Nicky, stop.
Mother.
Go away.
Mother.
Go away. I hate you.
Mother, sit up.
Get out of my room.
Mother.
I don't ever want to see you again. You're insane. You said wicked things. You've talked to me as though I were a woman off the streets. I can't bear anymore. I can't bear anymore.
I have a slight confession to make.
Confession?
Yes.
Oh, go away. Go away.
Look.
What do you mean? What's in that box?
Don't you know?
Nicky, it isn't. You haven't.
Why do you look so shocked?
Oh, my God.
What does it matter?
No. No!
Throwing them out doesn't make it any better.
Promise me you'll never do it again. Never in your life. It's frightful, horrible.
It's only just the beginning.
Oh, what can I say to you? What can I say to
Nothing
you?
Nothing under the circumstances.
What do you mean?
Oh, it can't possibly matter now.
Matter? It's the finish of everything. You're young. You're just starting on your life. You must stop. You must swear never to touch it again. Swear to me on your oath, Nicky. I'll help you.
You?
Oh.
How could you possibly help me?
Nicky.
Shut up. Oh, don't touch me.
Nicky.
I'm trying to control myself. He won't let me. You're an awfully rotten woman, really.
Nicky, stop. Stop.
Please. Go of me. Look at all this. This junk Your creams, your powders, your scents.
Oh, Nicky!
Now then,
Now then, you're not going to have any more lovers. You're not going to be beautiful and successful ever again. You're going to be my mother for once. About time I had one to help me. Before I go over the edge altogether.
Nicky, Nicky.
Promise me to be different. You've got to promise me.
Yes, I promise.
I love you, really. That's why it's so awful.
No. Not awful. Don't say that. I love you, too.
Oh, Mother.
I wish I were dead.
It doesn't matter about death. But it matters terribly about life.
I know.
Promise me you'll be different. Promise me you'll be different.
Yes. I'll try.
We'll both try.
Yes, my son.
Westminster Bridge.
Yeah. Lots of eddies in the water, Ronnie. Or should I say vortexes, eh?
The vortex was good enough for Noel Card, Hugh, but it'll do for you.
Yeah, yes, dear.
You know, Babs, I had a lot of sympathy for Florence Lancaster.
Well, as played by Elizabeth Sellers, yes. But I hope I grow old gracefully.
Yeah, tragic when she got the truth from her son.
Oh. Mm,
yes. Martin Jarvis was spot on as Nicky Lancaster.
Rather.
Difficult for a chap seeing Mama making an ass of herself with a young fellow like Tom Berrien.
I think I'd make an ass of myself over Timothy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love Sarah Lawson as Helen Saville. Très sympathique.
Mm. Was that really Nicky playing the piano?
No, no. Actually, a bit of a cheat.
Oh.
That was William Davies.
Look at all that river traffic. London never sleeps, does it?
And I've been meaning to ask, Babs, do actors ever sleep?
Never, darling. Too boring.
For instance, the charming girl who played Bunty Mannering.
Kate Coleridge, yes?
And Gerald Cross as that amusing pawnsuit Quentin. I take it they don't toddle straight off home and get their 8 hours.
Hardly. Even as we speak, I'll bet Gudrun Ure, she played Clara Hibbert, is chatting away in some smart nightclub with Peter Williams.
Now, he was David Lancaster, decent cove.
And I like to think of that Bruce Fairlight character talking the maid, Preston, through the finer points of Ma Yong.
I think Peter Woodthorpe and Maddie Head are more likely to be tucking into a little light supper somewhere.
Well, speaking of which, let's head back to the Ritz for a nightcap.
Oh, yes. You know, I rather fancy my hand at producing a play for the village amateurs at home.
Well, you could do worse than to follow the example of the director of the Vortex, the stylish Glyn Dearman.
Get a taxi!
And you'll pick up a lot of theatrical tips from tomorrow's play, Mabel. It's all about travelling actors putting on a show.
Oh, yes, the good companions. I adore J.D. Priestley.
Ah, here's a transport. The Ritz, please, cabby. I know. What say we get back and amuse ourselves as the actors did in the play?
You're not taking drugs, Hubert Harkus.
Oh, I was thinking more of the hand of Ma Yong.